Up, you guys, welcome back to the Fast and Flow podcast. I'm your host, Fast and Flow, otherwise known as Catherine Kelly, your running bestie, a New York City-based long-distance runner, certified personal trainer, and certified run coach, and I also work in corporate strategy at a fitness company, so we are all things fitness over here. Today, we are just under 2 weeks out from the Jersey City half. I know a lot of people are also just 2 weeks out from the Boston Marathon. It's 2 weeks from today, which is so exciting. I'm actually going to be going to Boston to watch. I have a bunch of friends from Run Club running. I also have a bunch of friends from Instagram who, like, runner friends that I've met who are also running, which is so cool. So I'm so excited to go and support them, going with one of my friends from Run Club. but just wanted to give a little life update. I know I haven't podcasted in a while. I'm definitely going to get more consistent with it after the wedding is done. But truly, I've been honestly just very overwhelmed this spring and like the beginning of this year. And I just am trying to get to the wedding and keep a positive mindset. And so far I've done that. So I definitely just want to keep doing that. We're 2 weeks out exactly from today. It's April 1st. We're getting married on June 1st. So there's just like a lot of last minute logistics that have to get tied up, and we have to like create all of our playlists and all of our seating charts and like make the actual planned for the day of, like minute by minute. So that's all getting done. We're picking up our marriage license next weekend in Ohio. I have a little bridal shower in Ohio. We're meeting our officiant in person and going over our ceremony. So there's just a lot of things in motion. I started getting my dress altered last week. There's going to be 3 alteration appointments. So I actually ended up getting my dress from Kleinfeld. They're very like structured in the way they do everything. So honestly, it's just made it really easy. I thought it would be like overwhelming going to a huge bridal boutique store like that, but my mom had set up an appointment last year. I went, I found the dress the first try, like an hour into the appointment. I was like, this is the dress. And I liked it even more when I tried it on again. And so I'm super excited. So yeah, wedding prep is in full swing right now. We're 8 weeks out, which is like, okay, like it's time to kind of grind and get all of the logistics in place and make sure I have everything set up for like hair, makeup, alterations, shoes. We're going to be doing a father-daughter dance and then a first dance with Brett. So like husband and wife first dance. So I need to make sure that I'm able to dance in my shoes. So I have to start bringing those to my dancing lessons and yeah, everything. So yeah, it's just like making sure that everything down to the last little tiny detail is in place now, which I feel like that's kind of actually what I do best. Like I'm really good at logistics. And when it comes down to the wire, I'm like, okay, let's focus in. And I feel like we had so long to plan that I kind of was just like, oh yeah, we'll think about that later. We'll think about that later. And now I'm like, it's April 1st. We're thinking about it now. So anyway, that's all been going very well. We got our invitations sent out today. So super exciting. This past weekend was Easter and it was really nice. Brett's mom came into town, stayed with us on Friday. It was Brett's birthday. We went to Resdora, which is an amazing Italian restaurant. I believe it has a Michelin star. We got the 5-course pasta tasting. So we had a very long feast. Like we were there for like 3.5 hours. Just very like family filled, eating filled, alcohol filled weekend. It's Monday now. So I feel like the Monday after a weekend like that, where you're just like purely having fun and just kind of like very out of routine, obviously eating a lot, drinking a lot, like that Monday can be hard. And honestly, I feel like I'm just like kind of sad right now. The weather's not great, but I'm just looking forward to like tapering right now, which is what I want to talk about in this episode, how I'm approaching my taper for the Jersey City half marathon, because obviously a half marathon is a little bit of a different taper than the full marathon. But I just want to explain my philosophy, like as a certified run coach, my philosophy around tapering, what works for me, and like how you can kind of adjust for what works for your body, because there is no specific science or like plan that you need to follow for tapering. It really is what works for you, with the objective being you want your legs to be as fresh as possible on race day so that you can run your best time. So we all have the same objective, but the way that our bodies respond are very different. So anyway, that's kind of just a little life update. Again, I know I've been like very sporadic and inconsistent with podcasts, but I will be much more consistent after the wedding in June. And then you guys can also listen to, I released a podcast with Jen Lauren a couple weeks ago, and I also released a podcast with Emily Knight at the Knight Fit podcast that actually came out today. If you're listening to this on April 1st, the day I'm releasing this podcast, the Knight Fit podcast with me came out, and I felt like that was a really good chat with Emily. So definitely go listen to that. But yeah, anyway, so the taper. how do we approach the taper? What even is a taper? So basically what a taper is it's just a reduction in training volume and or intensity to get your legs feeling fresh for race day. So obviously a lot of training, especially for endurance races, a lot of the adaptations you get from running on tired legs. So during training, you'll notice like you'll never do, you know, maybe 10 miles at marathon pace is like the longest you'll ever go at marathon pace. But wait, a marathon's 26.2 miles, but you'll never actually practice anywhere remotely near that volume because you're doing a lot of other training days. So like as me, somebody who runs 6 days a week, there's a lot of miles on my legs at all times during training. I also do strength twice a week. It's been once a week now leading into the half marathon, and in my peak weeks of training, I've only been strength training once a week, which is what it is for me. That's just what I have had the mental and physical capacity to do. I would love to have one day a week of full body strength and then another day of like also full body strength, but more so like not really weight focus, more mobility focus and like body weight stuff and just like core, like really like deep pelvic core exercises and stuff like that. So I would consider that more of like a mobility day, core strengthening day. So I really do want to start adding that in once the half is over and I'm starting to prepare my body to like kind of reset for before Chicago. So anyway, but point being, you're always fatigued during training, and you don't want to be fatigued for the race because, you know, like it can feel really hard and often does feel really hard to hit half marathon pace or marathon pace during training. And you're like, oh my gosh, like how am I supposed to hold this for 4 or 5 times as long? But you can kind of have some solace in the fact that that is what you're supposed to feel really tired hitting that pace because you're doing a lot of other training. Okay, but for race day, we want to show up. We want to be super fresh. We want our legs to feel light. We don't want to feel like that like heavy, sore feeling when we show up for race day. So, you know, like I feel like it's pretty obvious that in order to do that, you have to dial it back a little bit. I used to think that tapering was just about like either like complete cold turkey doing nothing, which I did a couple times and my legs felt like horrible for the race. I don't know the science behind that, but my theory is like once you stop like ceasing exercise altogether, your body kind of, or what I feel like is my body kind of goes into this like deep repair state where it almost feels worse for like the next 2 weeks rather than better. So you do want to keep moving. You want to pretty much stay in your own schedule. Another mistake I've made during tapering for previous races is I've stopped doing like all speed work, all marathon pace, half marathon pace stuff, and only did easy runs. And I felt like when I showed up for the race, the turnover in my legs was lacking because I hadn't practiced it in like 2 weeks. So kind of where my philosophy is on tapering now and in doing my running coach certification through UESCA, this sentiment is echoed as well. But it's not necessarily about not doing any fast workouts or not doing anything intense, but it's greatly reducing the volume, your overall weekly mileage, and the volume of fast-paced miles. So you don't want to like go from running 6 days a week, for example, like me, to then just running 3 days a week. Like you pretty much want to maintain your schedule in terms of when you run, where you're running, which days you're running, because your body is really used to that schedule. So you don't want to, basically rule of thumb, don't change anything drastic leading up to the race. I think it can be tempting also, like if you've never practiced fueling, you start doing all these different fueling strategies before the race, you start taking all these different gels before the race and on race day. You don't want to do anything new the week leading up to the race or on race day, like rule of thumb, right? So you just want to stay in your consistent schedule. So for me, I'm still going to run 6 days this week, but the amount at which I run is going to, my peak weeks for half marathon where I did 2 64-mile weeks. That's definitely not necessary to run a half marathon, complete a half marathon, or even race a half marathon. I just find that my body does do well off of a bit higher mileage. My last half marathon, I was doing about 65, 70 mile weeks because I was training for the New York City Marathon. And I felt like I ran that with ease. I've never felt like so good during a half marathon. It just felt like nothing. Like, I mean, obviously it was trying, but I was surprised at just how effortless it felt. And I had never felt that before. So I, you know, kind of took the same strategy again for myself and did a bit of higher mileage, was sticking around like that mid-50s in terms of mileage, and then went up to 64 miles for the past 2 weeks. Those were my peak weeks. This week will be back down to like between 45 and 50, and then next week leading into the half, I'll probably be around like 25 miles, and then obviously I'll run the half, so I'll probably end at like just over 40 miles for the week. And that's just what works for me personally. I'm still going to run 6 days. But my mileage at which I run is just going to be a bit reduced each day. So, you know, if I pulled off 2 to 3 miles every day, I would get, you know, from like mid 60s to mid 40s. So that's really what I'm doing. I'm still going to do a workout on Tuesday, a workout on Thursday of this week. So the half is in 2 weeks, right? So this week is not the week, the weekend of the half. So I'm still going to do my workouts. I'm still going to hit my paces. I'm not going to hold back on effort when I'm trying to hit my paces during my workouts, but I'm not going to go for as long. So for example, where I might have done like 8 fast miles on a Tuesday, if I'm doing a tempo, I'll only do like 4 to 6 this week, right? So it's just reduced. Same thing with doing 800 meter repeats. Maybe I'll only do 6 800-meter repeats rather than doing 8, or maybe even trying to push up to 10 like I would during peak weeks of training, right? So I'm still going to give my effort and intensity when the intervals come, but I'm just going to do far fewer of them, if that makes sense. And the easy miles are also going to be pulled back, as I said. So that's kind of like how I think about it. I try not to over-engineer it. I try not to overcomplicate it. It's just like if you almost took my training and just said, like, let's just reduce everything by like 25%. Then the week leading into the race is a little bit different because I'm still going to lift. I'm going to do F45 Tuesday. I always do that. So I'm still going to do that this week. And then that's going to be my last lift, especially for lower body. If I feel like doing an upper body or something, just body weight, core, I'm free to do that for the rest of this week. Again, this is just what works for me. But then the week leading into the half, so like next week, I'm not going to do any type of strength because I just don't want to risk me being sore or doing some movement and then all of a sudden like I tweak something. Like I just get a little bit paranoid. I'm like, it's like me doing one strength workout the week of the race isn't gonna like make or break my strength, but it could make me sore in some weird way. So I just don't want to risk that. So my rule of thumb for myself is I never do any strength work the week leading into a race. And for a marathon, I kind of stopped that 2 weeks leading into the race because a marathon is just a different beast. And like, I don't even want any residual soreness from lifting. So I pretty much will stop that 2 weeks leading up. But for half, it's just 1 week for me. Next Tuesday, I'm still going to do a workout, but it's going to be what you call a tune-up workout. So it might just be like 2 miles at my half marathon pace. And that's it. That's the whole block of work. Again, normally on a Tuesday, I'd probably be doing 8 miles of quality work. So 2 miles is 25% of what I would typically do, right? So I'm still going to give my full half marathon pace effort in that 2 miles, but I'm going to only do it for 2 miles, if that makes sense. So it's really just all about reducing the volume, but don't like sell yourself short on not hitting your paces because you want that turnover to be familiar. You want to show up on race day and that feeling of hitting race pace, boom, to be very familiar in your legs. You don't want that to feel foreign, like, oh, I haven't hit race pace in 2 weeks. Now I feel kind of like my fitness has decreased. Like, you don't want to feel that. And I've definitely felt that before. And I've definitely had times where I've been like, oh, maybe I shouldn't run the whole week before a race. And I always show up to the race just feeling very off, very out of routine. Like, think about if you didn't run for a week or two and then you came back, like your first run back, you would feel off, or that's at least how I feel. So you don't want that to happen. And then the other part of the taper is fueling, right? I pretty much will maintain like my same calories, my same eating schedule. I'll just eat the same way for the 2 weeks leading into the race. The only thing I will personally change is like if the race is on a Sunday, starting that Thursday, say like that Thursday night, I'll start tweaking the percentage of my calories that come from carbohydrates. So let's say I aim for like 130 grams of protein per day. Starting maybe the Thursday before a Sunday race, I'll bring that down to like 80 or something like that. I'll just let myself have a lot less protein and make up all those calories through carbohydrates. Because the point I'm trying to make is getting my glycogen stores as high as possible. So I want my body to retain as much glycogen in my muscle and liver. And with increasing the percentage of your calories that come from carbohydrates, your body does have to store more water. So even if, let's say, you're eating the same calories, you might feel a little bit puffy because your body is going to retain more water simply because you have more carbohydrates in your body. That's totally normal. It's not necessarily weight gain. It literally is just because you're eating more carbohydrates than your body is typically used to eating, which is going to serve you very well on race day. So kind of like the week leading into a race, you really can't think too much about your physique. You're doing this for performance, okay? And it's all going to be worth it on race day. But just know that is something very common that, like, I've struggled with in the past and still do struggle with. It's hard to, like, see your body change when you're like, wait, but I'm the most fit I've ever been. But now I feel kind of like a little bit bloated. It's just because you have a little bit more water. So that's why you don't want to go so crazy. It's like, if you normally eat 300 grams of carbohydrates, maybe you don't want to eat 700 grams of carbohydrates the next day. Like, that might be just a shock to your GI system too. Like, I find if I inundate myself with carbohydrates, I have to go to the bathroom a lot, and we don't want that happening on race day. So it's just about tweaking, you know, just trying to get a little bit more carbohydrates in there. But it's not doing anything too out of your norm, because the last thing you want to do is try something totally whack the week leading up to a race and then, you know, not be able to complete the race to the best of your ability because you're having GI issues or something else. So anyway, it's just something to keep in mind. Also, I just tried to stay very well rested the week leading up to a race. That's super obvious, but it truly does help. Sleep is just the biggest superpower and the biggest healer. And then I just try to keep taking electrolytes and just everything that I normally do, but just maybe even giving it a little bit of an emphasis to make sure that I do it the week leading up to a race and the night before. The night before, definitely, again, don't eat anything that you've not eaten in the past, but make sure you're just getting some carbs in there. That's all I care about. I don't really care about protein or fat. Like, obviously, like, whatever you eat is going to have like a little bit of protein, a little bit of fat regardless, but I just really try to get the carbohydrates in there. If the race is on a Sunday, I really try on Friday, honestly, to have my biggest dinner, because I find like a lot of races are very early in the morning, so I don't want to have a huge meal at like 7 p.m. the night before a race and then have to wake up at 4 a.m. because that, again, leads to a lot of GI distress for me. I feel like kind of like lethargic and heavy, and I don't like that feeling. So I really try to eat a big dinner two nights before and then like a big breakfast or lunch the day before a race. Again, this is just what works for me personally. It's going to totally be trial and error for what works for you, but I just wanted to share with you guys how I think about approaching the taper. And it's such an integral part of training. Like, this is where you let your body absorb all of the hard work that you've done. You cannot just train intensely through the taper and up to the race. You need to give your body time to reap the rewards of all of the hard work that you put in. So just stay patient, stay calm, and just know it's super common to maybe get a little bit of taper tantrums. You feel like, oh, you're losing fitness, you're not doing enough. That's the point. You're supposed to let your body recover so that you're ready to be like popping off on race day. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a little mini episode. Again, I know I haven't posted in a while, but I have been pretty active on TikTok and Instagram, so definitely go and check out my videos there. I'm gonna make a shorter video on just how I approach the taper to go on my socials. But I am really excited. After the Jersey City half, I'm going to take a week of just easy running. And then I basically have like the final 3 weeks of spring training. I'm racing a mile, a 10K, and then another half marathon. I'm definitely going to race the mile because that's just like for fun. I don't really hit like mile pace in workouts, so that's just going to be a pure like fun race. I'm probably going to do it. I signed up for it, so I'll keep you guys in the loop there. It'll just be a little fun thing. It's called Trials of Miles. It's at Icon Stadium on May 3rd, so I'll probably do that. The 10K that I'm running is May 11th on Governor's Island. I'm definitely going to do that one. My goal for that is to go sub 40, so basically after this half, I'm going to do like really only 2 weeks of workouts that are aimed at 10K pace, so we'll see how that goes. Obviously, the half has been my main goal in the fall, in the spring. And then I am signed up for the Brooklyn half on May 18th. TBD on whether I'm going to actually go for that and race that, or if I'm just going to run it for fun. It kind of depends how I'm feeling. That's also 2 weeks before my wedding. So it just really depends how I'm feeling, but Brett is going to be racing that race. So I'm having a feeling I'm going to want to race it, but I think I'm really trying to give a really solid effort at Jersey City Half. So that way I can kind of, if I feel like racing Brooklyn, I can. If my body feels good, I'll go for it. If not, and I just want to run it for fun, I can do that. So I'll just keep you guys updated. But basically, it's this race coming up that I'm tapering for. Then I have a week of easy running and then 3 more weeks until the spring season is over. And then I'm going to take an entire month, maybe even more. Yeah, a month pretty much off. I can easy run here and there when I want, but I'm going to be in like hardcore prep 2 weeks out for my wedding. And then I'm going to be on my honeymoon. So, we'll just maybe log a couple easy miles here and there, but that'll be it. And then I'll come back from my honeymoon on June 15th, do 2 weeks of just easy running, base building, getting my body back into the fitness. And then come July 1st around there is when I'll start training officially for Chicago. So stay tuned. A lot of exciting stuff coming. I'm going to really, like, my goal is to really be fully recovered mentally and physically when I come back from my honeymoon, so that I'm really ready to put everything I have into the Chicago Marathon training block. Honestly, makes me nervous thinking about it, but it also makes me really excited, like that excited, nervous energy. So lots of good stuff coming this year. Thank you guys for following along. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. It truly means the world to me. And I hope everyone has a great week, and I will talk to you in the next one. Bye.